Well, good morning to you guys. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited, as always, to be with you this Wednesday, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's always a joy to be with you guys worldwide. You keep helping this radio station grow to one of the number one internet radio shows around the globe, and I am so extremely excited about it. All of us from Dr. Gina's Radio Chat is excited about your excitement and your participation in helping that happen. I'm so glad and so inspired that God is moving in your life and that he's encouraging you and imparting into you. And I'm so honored to be a part of that. We all are. So thank you. I know I do this every Wednesday, but I really do mean it. So I want to just let you know that. So welcome again. And I want to just let you know what's going on in the weather in your neck of the woods. Today in Washington, D.C., it is partly cloudy right now, 87 degrees. Our high is going to be 89. But I can tell you, being here, it is very stuffy. So for you that have not gone out yet, when you go out, if you went out last week during the 4th of July week, it's like that. So just prepare yourself and just hydrate yourself a lot so you don't get dehydrated. Okay. In Detroit, you're mostly sunny right now, and your high right now is 78, but you're going all the way up to 82 degrees. All right, Detroit, I see you climbing up. All right, and then we got Jacksonville, Florida. Shout out to Kevin Jackson, who is healing so well. It is an absolute miracle. This brother was in an accident, and because of your prayers, he is recovering very well. I'm telling you, it looked like the end, but God had the final say, and I'm so thankful that you participated and your love and your concern and you prayed. So that is so, so important. And we just value that. Thank you so much. And shout out to you, Kevin Jackson. Keep being strong and may God continue to cover you. Jacksonville, Florida, you are 87 degrees right now. Partly cloudy, but your high is going to be 93 degrees. My goodness. Okay, Los Angeles, you are mostly sunny right now. Sunny, 73 degrees, and your high is going to be 88. Atlanta, Georgia, 87 degrees, and your high is going to be 84. You have some, actually 91. You have some expected showers coming your way this evening. London, you are partly cloudy right now, 72 degrees, and your high is going to be 73 this evening, and you're going to be cloudy. So, if I did not mention your country, if I did not mention your state, I love you. Guess what? Your day is blessed, and that's all that matters. No matter rain, sleet, sunshine, snow, rain, whatever, your day is blessed. You know why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're just going to rejoice and be glad in it. And everything is good because God said so, and he made it that way. All right? So, I just want you to be encouraged with that. We have an amazing show today. I'm so excited about it. We have joining us from Charisma House, my sister publishing company. I'm with Creation House under the umbrella with Charisma House. Sophia Ruffin is going to be joining us today, and she's going to talk about her brand new book, Set Free and Delivered, Strategies and Prayers to Maintain Freedom. And this is so right on time. I'm so excited about having her. And then we have Gerald from the Manhattans. Gerald Austin is going to be joining us. We have a show with Frankie Barely and Maze coming up this, tomorrow, Friday in Columbia, South Carolina. That's what I'll be. And they'll also be on Saturday in Jacksonville, Florida. If you have not gotten your tickets, you need to check into that. Frankie Beverly and Maze. And they got Cheryl Underwood. And also they have Gerald Austin and the Manhattan. So you want to go check that out. And I'm so excited about that. And he's going to be joining us later on in the show. And of course, I cannot ever, ever, ever not mention my main girl, my sister, number one voted number one female comedian in Florida, female comedian in Florida, Gina G. Comedian Gina G is going to be joining us, of course. And I'm super excited about that. She's got the trendency and also what she say? She's going to be telling us all about that soon. So yeah, we got a really, really, really fantastic show today, and I'm super excited. Before we go into Ministerial Minute, I got to give a shout out to of our sponsor of Ministerial Minute, Salon DeWine. Yes, Salon DeWine. Salon DeWine accepts insurance, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Kaiser, Cigna, and more. Have you been diagnosed with breast or cervical cancer or any illness that causes hair loss? Do you have any thinning hair? They offer low cost to free wigs and hair pieces to those with severe hair loss through their your insurance company. So you need to call Dewan at Salon Dewan at 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. You can get all type of texture hair. You can get braiding. You can get lashes. You can get your eyebrows arched, nails done, products all under the umbrella of Dewan at Salon Dewan. Go ahead and give her a call today. Okay, Ministerial Minute. I am so excited about this. As some of you know, I was actually in a car accident, and it was very, very traumatic for me. Just last week. Wasn't even that long ago, but it was just last week, and on the 30th, Saturday, and it was really, really traumatic. I really thank God for sparing my life. I really do. I'm full of joy because it's just so amazing. We push ourselves and we try to do so much and we try to meet deadlines and we don't listen to the voice of God saying, don't do it. Don't go. It's going to be okay. Just sit back. I got you. We don't pay attention to that. We think that, it's a hindrance or, oh, that's just me or I'm just tired. But God, what if God is telling you to just stop? I got you. I have you. I got it under control. I know exactly what you need. I know exactly the time that you have, and I will provide. Let me do it. What if God is telling you that right now? I believe with everything in me, God revealed to me that the accident was not me. And I say that because a lot of times when something happens, we blame ourselves. Condemnation comes and we blame ourselves. We feel guilty. I should have listened to that voice. Something told me to do that, And then if we get real religious with it, like Job's friends did with him when all these things started happening in his life, what did you do? Did you do something? Maybe God's teaching you a lesson and all of these other things. Well, let me just tell you this. It's not God teaching you a lesson. As a matter of fact, God told me that was not him. He knew that when I did not listen, what was ahead of me. That's why he was telling me to stop. It was not him that caused the accident. It was him trying to protect me the whole time. He kept telling me, don't worry about it. I know that there's an attack ahead. I got you despite it. Just sit down. And because I didn't listen, despite how my car skid and went through a fence and up in the air and down a hill and hit a parked car, the angels that he assigned to me, his word over my life protected all of us. Everybody's destiny was protected. Everybody's life in that car was protected. We were saved by the grace of God. It was not him. But because it wasn't time for me to go, he didn't allow the enemy to take me, despite the fact that I didn't listen, despite the fact that I was going on my own agenda and leaning on my own understanding and so stubborn that I was just determined to go. It doesn't matter. God still protected his time. He protected his word over my life. He protected his promises. He protected everything over me and those other people that was in the car and even the person that sideswiped me. Our lives were spared because it was not our time. So whatever the devil meant for bad in your life, and maybe you've come in agreement because of stubbornness or not listening or so leaning on your own understanding, guess what? God will work it out for good. And I am so thankful today. There is no condemnation to those that love him and that are called according to his purpose. And if you love God, you will not allow condemnation to be in your heart. There is no love for God and ability to withstand and hold condemnation. So read I want you to read 1 John, book 3, chapter 3, and chapter 4. And I want you to get that clarity about condemnation. And I want you to get the understanding about how much God loves you. And I want you to get that and be free today. That when we are living on this earth, we are to live, move, and have our being by the Spirit of God. And the word says in Proverbs to lean not on your own understanding, but to acknowledge him in every step, every way, all of your ways, not some, not little, not this part, not just this part, but all of your ways and he will direct your path. With all of those scriptures, you know what the bottom line is that it's two things, but one important thing is that we obey, and out of obedience is actually showing him our love for him. And the next thing is trust. So we love him out of our obedience and we trust him. And so these are the things that if you know that these are areas that are a little shaky for you, then I urge you to listen, to read the 1 John chapter 3 and 4. And as a matter of fact, you can read the whole book. It's all about love, the love for God, the love for him, and no condemnation. And read the books, a book of Romans as well. So I just wanted to encourage you about that. And I just thank God for you. And I thank God for the promises over your life. But most importantly, your future that you have on this earth as it is in heaven with your Father. All right? So Father, we just thank you and bless your holy name. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for today's show. We thank you for the impartation. We thank you for filling us up with your love, revealing more of yourself to us. We thank you that we are transforming even right now, that we are becoming born again believers, not just believers, not just saved believers, not just saved Christians, but we are becoming born again. You are birthing us into becoming more like you. And so, Father, we thank you that we are born of you and not of the flesh. And we thank you that you're chiseling away and stripping away and ripping away and bringing fire to consume all of the flesh, every fleshly desire, everything that is not of you. We thank you that you are washing us and cleansing us and you are making us whole. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you and give you all the praise, honor, and glory. This has been Ministerial Minute with Dr. Gina R. Prince. All right. All right. We're going to take a commercial break. I hope this blessed you guys, but we got so much more to go. You are free. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And when we come back, we got Sophia Ruffin. She's going to tell us all about being free. All right, we'll be right back. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hey, what's up, good people? This is your boy, Jason Champion, Mr. Are You Ready? And right now, you're tuned in to my homegirl, Dr. Gina's Chat. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Almost perfect. It's actually Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
That's right. My bad.
Okay, we'll try it again. Here we go.
What's up, everybody? This is Jason Champion, Mr. Are You Ready? Listen, you are tuned in to my homegirl right now. I'm listening. You should be listening. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, hottest show. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
All right. Well, we are right here now with Sophia Ruffin. Hey, Sophia.
Hey, Dr. Gina. How are you?
I am so good. Listen, I love the title, Set Free and Delivered. Oh, my goodness. Tell us about this book. I want to off the chart. What is this about? How did you get this going?
You know what? You said something so powerful in your when you were starting earlier, Hold the Sun Sets Free is free indeed. And so Set Free and Delivered, this book came because I lived a lifestyle of homosexuality from 1990 to like 2003. And I felt that I was born gay and really had an issue with people who addressed me about my process of living a lifestyle of homosexuality and telling me that I needed to be delivered, but not telling me how. And so I went on this journey and found salvation in 2003, where I gave my life to the Lord. And one of the things was the Lord told me that because you have accepted me as your personal savior, you are born again. Old things passed away. Everything become new. And I felt it was just my assignment to release a book that will help people understand their freedom in the name of Jesus. And that when you are set free and delivered, there are strategies that can help you maintain your deliverance.
I love that. Can you give us a couple of the strategies just a little bit just to get the people excited?
Absolutely. But like one of the things is a lot of times when people go to the altar, they give their life to the Lord. They feel poof, be gone, all of their demons. There will be no more temptations. They won't have any demonic warfare. Everything is easy. But I found it to be opposite, that when I gave my life to the Lord, I dealt with temptation. I dealt with demonic attacks, and so I had to know strategies on how to live victoriously. And so one of those strategies is to have a strong foundation in the Word of God, understanding that the enemy do not respond to what we say if we just stand it out of our flesh. But he do respond to the Word of God and being able to clap back, as I say, on the enemy with the Word of God, using scripture to push the devil back. Another one is a strategy I use is praise, my weapon of praise, understanding that praise have the ability to defeat the enemy, and having a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit that will give me the power and the strength to overcome darkness.
I love it. I love it. Sophia Ruffin is a founder of Dope Chick but Holy Chick Ministries in Chicago, Illinois. Where did you get the name Dope Chick but Holy Chick? I love that.
You know what? Because a lot of times, like when God saved me, he saved me in an authentic way. And I just felt like I am radical. I'm authentic. I'm free. And, you know, it's just like God just giving me my own identity to know that you can be saved and still be fun.
Oh, my goodness. That is so true. And still smile and have joy, right? The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
Yeah, so many times in deliverance ministry, people get so army focused and, you know, soldier, you know, always on. And we don't have opportunity to smile. And I think, you know, that is one of our weapons is joy. That's what the Lord says. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So it's one of our weapons. So, you know, it's good to be able to cast out a devil when you know that the power of the blood of Jesus has your back and that you have authority to do so through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we can smile at the enemy while we're casting them out.
Yes.
I think David, when he took down Goliath, I don't think he was at, you know, I think he was at peace and he was confident and it was all, he did it and he came on, he knocked him down and he was good. I think we can have moments of, you know, everything. I think there's times when, you know, we are a time of fellowship and worship and joy and laughter. And even with all of that, there's time to get down and gritty with the enemy. But I think all of it should be a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's all of our service, right? You know, that we're fighting up against the demonic pressures and stuff. I mean, this is great. You have ministered throughout the United States. You have a prophetic anointing. And this is really awesome. I think, and you're author of From Point Guard to Prophet, to Prophet Shame and After the Altar. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I wrote my testimony. I wrote a few books to share my messages, to really share the light of God and to share with other people that when you accept Christ as your personal Savior, there are benefits to salvation and that you can maintain your deliverance. And so I wrote my testimony in those books because when people get, get delivered from things, they feel condemned or they deal with shame or and condemnation and all those things. And so it's easy to cast the demon out. But one of my messages is, can you keep them out? And so right. There are strategies that's very important. And I think sharing my testimony in books and being able to share those strategies with people will help set other people free. Because when you get free, you have to be free from shame and condemnation as well that follows.
I absolutely love it. Sophia Ruffin, she is up in the house on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Where all can they get the book? I know it's got to be everywhere Christian books are sold and then some. Where would you want to direct them as far as your website and all of that?
Absolutely. You can go to sophiaruffin.com to purchase my new books that Friend delivered, as well as other books that are on there. But I really, really strongly recommend my book, Set Friend Deliver, because this has prayers, strategies, and, different tips and declarations on how to maintain that freedom in Christ. So sophiaruffin.com.
Oh yes, go and get both. You know why not have the double duel? You got to get a double, get them both.
That's right. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, what words of inspiration can you give the listeners? I know they're on fire and excited worldwide right now. The listeners about your energy about deliverance and being set free, and I know that they're picking it up and you're imparting it to them to get excited about the same deal. Right now, somebody is struggling. They got a light. You have shed some light on their life right now. You're speaking right to their soul. What is it that you can tell them? What's the next step for them? What would you encourage them to do? Because you know how we get. We get excited. We're on fire. Then the devil lurking around the corner. What can you tell them to be prepared for that lurk and that setup right there to try to steal their joy from this very moment?
I would just encourage you and let you know that when you accept Christ as your personal Savior, that God will never leave you or forsake you, that there is a benefit plan to salvation, and you have freedom and victory in the name of Jesus. And no matter what opposition you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through, temptations you're faced with, there's a way of escape when you call on Jesus. And to maximize your salvation package, you know, I say it's like an insurance plan. You got all of these benefits, and not just to be so focused on what you're dealing with, but to focus on your freedom and your freedom being in Jesus, and encourage you that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So even when you, find yourself facing temptation and facing a hard place, don't be condemned. Get back up again. You know, God is with you, and he's not with you just during the times of good, but he's with you during the good, bad, and the ugly. And if he sets you free, he has the power and ability to keep you free. And there's no enemy that's too big for God. And so I just want to encourage you to keep pressing, to keep pushing, and to keep declaring that your freedom is in Jesus, and to walk your deliverance out with boldness and with authority, and to have faith and to believe that he is who he is. He's the author and finisher of your faith. And the enemies that you see today, that you don't have to see them again, because God has given you the benefit plan of victory in his name.
Amen to that. Well, I agree with that. Anybody that is dealing with anything, I come in agreement with Sophia right now, because of the simple fact that God is more than able. You know what? He wants it more than you do. He knows exactly what you
yes.
need, and he's ready for us to be strong in him and not these soft, beat up, and I've been through there. I know emotional abuse from the enemy. I know mental abuse from the enemy. I know physical abuse from the enemy. And God is wanting to say right now, when he says that we will see those enemies no more, this is exactly where he wants you to be, that you will see. You will not see rejection anymore. You will not see abandonment anymore. You will not see lust and perversion anymore. You will not see double-mindedness anymore. You will not see the enemies that keep you from receiving the fullness of God, living this life that he's already predestined on earth as it is in heaven. So I just want you to be encouraged about that, okay? I want you to be encouraged about that. And so where can they follow you on social media?
You can follow me on social media by just typing my name, Sophia Ruffin. I'm on all social media under the name Sophia Ruffin.
All right, Sophia Ruffin. You know what? You are a friend right now to us, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat family. So you know anything you got going on, any conferences, anything, please call us up. Let us know so you can come and tell everybody about it, because we love you here right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, sis.
Oh, I love you too, Dr. Gina. I love your energy. It's amazing.
Praise God for that, girl. I bless your soul. I thank you so much. I appreciate you. Until next time, okay? I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right, God bless. All right, Charisma House empowers people through spirit-inspired resources. It is the leading publisher of diversified Christian resources, motivating people to fulfill God's purpose. For more than 20 years, Charisma House has published books, including 14 New York Times bestsellers that challenge, encourage, teach, and equip Christians. Go check out Charisma House today. All right, we are ready now for my girl, comedian Gina G. What's going on, girl?
What's going on, beautiful people? What's going on, Dr. Gina? Good morning.
I don't know. Everything is just going, girl.
I'm sure it is. I am so glad to be here and on with my girl.
Well, listen, the thing is that you are actually somewhere amazing. You are in Alabama right now as we speak. And you were at where?
The famous Star Dome in Birmingham, Alabama. Oh, my gosh. It's so awesome. Oh, I had a great time last night. I got another show tonight, and I got another show tomorrow night. I'm opening up for Marvin Dixon. So I'm just excited.
Oh, my goodness. This is such a big to-do. I'm so excited for you, sister. This is so good. I could not wait. I saw some of your posts, and I was trying to just, I wanted to just be there so bad, and I saw some of it and just looked like it was just such a moment. I hope you take lots of pictures. I hope you got pictures of you on stage. If you didn't yesterday, I hope you do that today so you can have memories.
Yes. I got a few last night, but, you know, the older you get, you know, you take pictures with flashes when it don't need to be no flash. So, you know, shout out to Marvin Dixon for taking them. But he got the flash on, but it's all right. I'm still going.
Well, you know, but, you know, we the same age, girl, and we still trying to figure out this whole iPhone flash. We don't know what we doing. We just snap. I'm going to be honest. I don't know when to turn the flash off or on. I'm just an iPhone owner. I don't know nothing about no photography. So, Marvin, shout out to you, homie. I know I'm in line with you right there with that one.
So, I said, okay, well, this is cute, but the flash is a bit bright, but I'm going to let it slide this one time. So today we're going to get it right. We're going to get it right today. I already told him.
You got to get one of the security guards there. You know, they probably get them to take pictures with them, you know, for them all the time. You probably got to get them. They're more professional than me and Marvin, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so. I think they do it a lot more. So I will definitely be asking a staff, a waiter, or somebody on their way delivering drinks, just take a picture of me real fast.
Yeah, they probably know better. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Well, listen, we are right now getting ready to interview. We got to interview because then you got to give us trending tea. We're getting ready to interview Gina G. Gerald Austin from the Manhattans. They got a show that I'm going to be doing a little bit of co-hosting with on actually Friday in Columbia, South Carolina. Then they're going to be in Jacksonville, Florida on Saturday. What's going on, Gerald Austin? What's happening?
Building yourself.
I'm doing great. Me and Gina G. I'm Dr. Gina, and this is comedian Gina G. Yes. So what's going on? Are you excited about these shows coming up in the South?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. South is home, actually.
Where are you from?
I'm from Henderson, North Carolina.
Oh, Henderson, North Carolina. Yeah. I've driven through there quite a few times.
Yeah. And you got to look fast, though, because it's real small.
It's real small. Yeah, it is small. It's very small. You cross the street and it's over. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, listen, tell the world, because this is a worldwide internet show. Tell everybody how long you've been a part of the group.
I've been with the Manhattans for 48 years, And the group is also celebrating in August 56 years.
Oh, wow. 56 years.
Yep. So we've been there for a minute, and you know, it's been a good ride. And I'm going to continue it until I can't do it anymore.
Amen to that. Well, listen, I know that God has been truly good to you guys in the years, through the years, because you've been with them those many years, and the group has been going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, oh my goodness, over. I mean, a long time. I mean, most people's lifetime. Most people's lifetime, actually. I mean, you guys are older than me, but I love it because every generation grabs hold of you guys and love you all the same. And you guys are selling out everywhere, and that is an amazing thing, isn't it? Aren't you excited about that? That people are still grabbing you guys and loving
definitely. And you know, it's I think, you know, it ends because of our humility, our love for what we're doing. And the songs that we write and we sing, because everything that the songs that we sing and that we have written and that were hits, all song are songs that people can relate to, whether love or falling out of love, cheating or what. But the bottom line is something about real life that people can identify with, and we love doing it, you know. And most of all, God has blessed me to sing from my heart, and not just from a sheet of paper or just from the lyrics. You know, I've learned from experience to sing from my heart, to know the song, to know what the song is all about, and deliver that song as though it has happened to me or that I can identify with that song. And that is what kept us alive.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this. What do you think about the R&B music at this time? Do you think that we're going back into this, you know, the direction that people fell in love with? Or do you think it's, you know, taking a turn and, you know, we're praying that it comes back? I mean, just generalize
it. I think it's a combination of both. It's because there are some songs that I've heard that are really coming back, are talking about, to give some kind, have some kind of substance to it. But you know, music changed, the music industry changed every so many years for the style of music. I've seen it come, I've seen it go. And just like in the heart of the disco era, which we no longer call disco, but back in the heart of the disco era, we still maintain our ballads and singing what we love most. And we stood tall in the midst of it. We had Kiss and Say Goodbye, that set a record. It was the second record in the history of Columbia Records that was certified platinum single. Johnny Taylor had number one with Disco Lady.
Wow. Well, so, I know everybody's excited about this. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, we're looking forward to coming to Columbia with Frankie. We worked with Frankie Beverly many, many times. And in fact, the last time we worked with Frankie was in Columbia with the late Bobby Womack. And the show was a very big success. And we're looking for the same thing to happen again and more.
Well, we are too. And everybody loves all of you guys. So especially together. So I'm expecting people to be dancing and having a good time, not just being spectators, but getting really involved in the show, because I know you guys still have on your, I don't know, your outfits and your glitz and your glamour. And I mean, you guys still put it on and shuts it down.
Yeah.
Gina, have you seen the Manhattans before, girl?
I have not seen them live, but I have seen plenty of videos, and I already know what you're in store for. I know what you're
Thank you.
That's it.
Well, we're going to lay it out.
Well, I know we're ready for you.
All right.
We are ready for you. All right. Well, Gerald Austin, I will see you, and I want to take a picture with you. I want to just hug you and just see you. And I can't wait to see you guys do your thing. And, you know, again, you're always welcome on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with me and Gina G. Anytime you got something going on, just call us up, and you're more than welcome to share with the world what's happening.
Thank you. I will do that.
Where can everybody follow you, Gerald, and you in the Manhattans? You got a social media?
The Manhattans website is www.letsjustkissandsaygoodbye.com. We also have a Facebook page, The Manhattans, featuring Gerald Austin. And we do have the same thing at our Instagram page.
All right. So, well, listen, we love you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank until you, next time. All right.
All right. Yeah. Take care.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. All right.
Let's
that was just good, right?
Bye.
I know, right? Let's just kiss and say goodbye. That was the jam.
.com.
.com. Absolutely. So what's going on, girl? What's going on? What's trending?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many trending teas. The pot is boiling. Let me tell you the great news that in Thailand, all the 12 boys that were trapped in the caves have been freed. Oh, my goodness. This is such a blessing. The Thai Navy SEALs, I mean, they went in there and they rescued all 12 boys, including their coach. I don't know if you know, it was June the 26th. It was 12 soccer players, and the coach went into the cave just on a venture, and it, the heavy floods blocked the entranceway. So the boys have been trapped for nearly 3 weeks, Dr. Gina. I mean,
what?
So this rescue, yes, this rescue was, I mean, it was treacherous. They rescued four, then they came back and got the others, then they got the coach. I mean, it was just, I mean, nail-biting every day to see how they were going to rescue these boys. And somehow, I'm telling you, they, I mean, it's just amazing. You have to look it up. You can go on CNN, on Instagram, or on Facebook. And look at all the pictures if you haven't seen it on the news. But we have to send our love and prayers to all 12 of those boys and that coach. They were ages from 11 to 16. The coach was only 25 years old. So I can't even imagine, you know, being trapped somewhere for nearly 3 weeks. And, you know, you see the first set of boys going and you're still waiting. And then, you know, it's just amazing to know that they got them out of there. So we're really, really proud to say that. Also, oh my goodness, in hip hop news, I got to explain this. Cardi B and Offset has had their baby, people. Yes, the Vardy baby is here. It's all over the internet. If you don't know who Cardi B is, I don't know which rock you've been under. It don't matter who you are, what walk of life, I'm sure you have heard of Cardi B. But she has had her baby today. So 7/10/18 is the birth of her baby girl. So we are in hip hop news excited about that. We had our girl Venus Williams. You all know her. She is a tennis player, sister of Serena Williams. She lost to Kiki Bertens at the Wimbledon on Friday. And you know she's taking that really, really, really hard. So we want to just send our love to Venus and tell her it's all right. You win some and you lose some. It's just a part of the game. We have to send a big congratulations. Come on now, Dr. Gina. I don't know if you know anything about soccer or what they call it, football, in other countries. Only America calls it soccer. I don't know why we call it soccer and not football. It's the only game that's played with your foot, the whole game. So we should call it football. But I just want to say in the World Cup, England is headed to the semifinals, you guys, since 1990. They defeated Sweden 2-0, so we have to just send, like, I mean, they were crazy. I mean, England is just going bananas right now, you guys. It's all over the internet. Not only that's going on in England, Prince Louis, the third child of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, the fifth to be in line for the throne, was christened this weekend. So it's just a lot going on in the world, a lot of good news, a lot of good things. We also have the immigrant children over here in the United States, which Donald Trump did the zero tolerance. Only 38 of those children have been reunited with their families. The deadline was yesterday. Only 38. They still have about 172 children that have not been united with their families after being ripped and torn from their families, months ago, because the families have been deported. So it's a big deal here in the United States. Trump is just, we don't know what's going on. It's very sad to know that you can rip these children from their families. If you're going to deport these people, in my opinion, only Gina G's opinion, if you're going to deport them, I mean, can you leave their kids with them? I mean, I'm just saying, it seems like you're creating more of a problem than he is, you know, a solution of the situation. Just don't tear these kids from their parents. And that's what's happened. And there's still over 100 kids waiting to be reunited with their families. And last but not least, I just want to send out a lot of prayer to Japan right now. Over 87 people died after a flood.
That hurricane. Japan.
Yes. I mean, additional 13 people have died since by cardiac arrest since then. You know, so the death toll is just, it's up to 100 right now. So we definitely want to just send out prayers to the families in Japan.
Wow, yes, absolutely. And we should just plead the blood of Jesus over those that have lost loved ones and just over their mind and their body and their soul, and just that God would keep them and just be with them. I just, you know, that's just, you know, I saw that big old hurricane thing and they were talking about that. So, yeah, it's awful. Yeah, but,
it's terrible because those are natural disasters. You know, it's Mother Nature is doing her thing. And, you know, when you see the rains and you hear the winds, people, we got to duck out of Dodge. But in a place like Japan, you know, it's not built as strong as other places. You know, it's just like Haiti. You know, so when they have these hurricanes and these landslides and these floods, I mean, it takes over the whole town. So a lot of prayers go out to them. But I'm telling you, things are happening every day. You know, one of the young girls got reunited with her mother in Boston, and it was just a tearjerker. So, I mean, you know, some good and some bad things happen. You know, good things happen and bad things happen. But I hope everybody had a wonderful 4th of July and, you know, just celebrated that. And, you know, keep praying, guys. We need prayer for every country, not just America. Everybody can use some prayer, because right now it's some stuff going on, breaking news about Donald Trump with the allies with Russia and the pipeline. Honey, just pray for us. Please pray for us.
Yeah, we gotta keep it prayed up. Well, I said, lots going on. I don't know if anybody know. My mom was telling me that Melissa Ford, those that don't know, she was like one of the most popular video models, I'm going to say that, held her standards and never had any bad things said about her, no bad rep or anything. And she was in a very, very bad accident. Her Jeep flipped over a couple of times. She has cracked a skull and bleeding in her brain. As of, this is old news, maybe right before my accident last week. So we are still keeping her up in prayer. She had her accident, I think, the day before I had mine. And that's just, you know, I mean, it's just something, you know, we just got to be careful, you know. And like I said, my dear friend in Jacksonville was in a accident, and these accidents are real, you guys. We take for granted these vehicles, but just because we know how to drive, everybody else may not know how to drive. And if you are working hard and you're traveling a lot on the road, you got to pray and plead the blood of Jesus over your travels. You got to cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Come in agreement with God and the angels that he has assigned. Call them forth to be around you. I know a lot of us are going from state to state and city to city, and we're doing performances, or we're doing speaking engagements or book signings or whatever, you guys. We have got to be careful. Get rest. Don't overdo it. You know, this is for somebody, or maybe mostly everybody, because I know everybody got something going on nowadays. Just be careful out there and just get your rest. Don't think, oh, if I get some coffee, get rest. Don't stay up all night and try to get up and drive 3 hours. I'm telling you, those roads are serious, and the people on them are, you know, just be careful. That's all I have to say.
You have to pay attention to everybody, not just you. You know, you have to watch left, right, front. Watch the people behind you when you brake, because people are not paying attention. They're on their phones. And now a couple of states have, it's law here in Georgia that you cannot have your phone in your hand. Since July 1st, you will get a ticket. It's law now in Florida that you can't even have it in your hand. So I don't care if you're looking at your GPS or whatever, you better not have that phone in your hand, or that's a pricey ticket. They say up to $1,000, Gina, that ticket is if you're caught with your cell phone in your hand. So pay attention. Pay attention. Yes. and a point on your license just for a cell phone. It's not worth it, people. It's really not worth it. You want to get home.
You sure do. And it's not worth it. Not even looking down at the phone, checking the Instagram and checking the Facebook, you guys. You know, you post something, just let it sit. You don't have to check the every 5 minutes to see if somebody's looking at, said something. Or, you know, you got to respond. I mean, good Lord, just let it do what it do. And when you sit down, just enjoy, you know, the conversations, you know.
Right.
The bad, the good, and the ugly, whatever. You know, people going to say whatever anyway. So, and people going to love it or they not. So, just, chill out. Get home safe. That's got kids, you got family. People love you. Just chill. Just chill. That's listen, like I said, Columbia, South Carolina, you have got to go. Come on now. You got to be there. We are going to be at the auditorium, and you got to be there. We got Frankie Beverly and Maze, the Manhattans, and we got so much comedy, so much fun. We're going to have fun. Jacksonville, Florida, you got the same thing coming to you. Right after that, they on their way, sold out. Y'all pretty much don't have no seats. So Jacksonville, if you haven't got your seats, you need to hurry up and go and get your seats, because you might not get a seat.
I know that's right.
And my girl, first lady, Liz, I'm going to say first lady in Florida.
Don't do me like that.
Yes, indeed. First lady of comedy. I'm just going to call it out. Listen, in Florida, she is doing her thing. But guess what? She is also in Alabama right now, you guys. You got to go check her out at the Star Dome. This thing is huge. I don't think y'all know, but if you don't know, Google Star Dome. Some of the best the best. And now Gina G, one of the best. And Marvin Dixon is going to be giving you a bunch of laughs. Tell them about it, Gina G. What days are you going to be there again?
I am going to be there. I was there last night. I'm going to be there this evening. And I'll be there tomorrow evening. Show start at about 7:30, 7:45. It's just me and Marvin and the host. And, I mean, we gave them a great time yesterday. Just good, fun comedy. You guys got to come out and see us at the Stardome in Alabama, Birmingham. Stand up.
Hey, we should have had Marvin on here. Listen, oh my God. Can you get Marvin on real quick?
Let's see if I can. I probably can. I'm going to try. We're going to try to work it out.
We're going to take a commercial break while Gina G try to get Marvin Dixon in. I just love his comedy. He is so funny. And I want them to tell you about the Stardome and everything and what he's got going on and then what's next after that. And so you guys hold on. We're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
What's up, everybody? This is Tracrae.
And this is Adrian.
And we are Last Call.
You're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, so keep it locked.
All right. Well, listen, Gina G, tell us more about what's going on this weekend. After you get done with the Stardome, what's coming up for you then?
Well, after the Stardome, I got stuff going on in, oh my goodness, I'll be at Panama City Beach. I'll be at the Improv. And then at the end of the month, you guys, I am moving. I am going to Virginia, and I'm so excited about that. God is just moving in my life, and I'm so thankful. And I can't wait to get closer to Dr. Gina, my sister, my friend. I just can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. But I got Marvin coming on the line. Hold one. What they say? Un momento. That's my Spanish, y'all.
This was so good. We had a really great show. I'm so glad that Sophia came on and she talked about how God delivered her and everything, and just coming out of the homosexuality and rage and bitterness and so much, and just how, you know, even from something so life-changing as that, a transformation of the mind is homosexuality, coming from that and just even just bringing it to something as simple as bitterness, rage, unforgiveness, and just talking about deliverance, period, how you can just be delivered from evil, generational curses, and all kind of things. It is very, very, very important, and I love it. She's part of the next, this generation that's coming up that's boldly speaking out. And this is what God is really looking for. He's looking for us to really go into just what God is able to do. Nothing is too hard for God, plain and simple. Okay, so listen, we have Marvin. He's going to be joining us. Let's see how we're going to do this. How can we do this, Doug? Do you need to call Marvin, or how should we do this?
He's on the line. I think I got him on the. Let's see if he's on the line.
Marvin. I am here.
Oh, what's going on, Marvin? How you doing? Well, listen. Go ahead.
No, I say Marvin. I feel like the color purple. I may be black. I may be ugly, but I'm here.
Well, listen, we love that you are here. I know this was last minute, very impromptu, but listen, we are glad that you were able to come on. I'm just so excited about this opportunity for you guys. I don't know, have you performed at the Stardome before?
This is my fourth time.
Wow. How did you feel your first time?
I'm nervous this time too. You always nervous anytime you step stage. To me, nervous, you use that as a push to make you really get out what you're doing and do what you're doing. I think if I go on stage not nervous, I'd be nervous.
I know. I feel the same way every time I go up and speak. Every time I do speaking engagements and stuff, I'm the same way. I get I do the show. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Anytime I get up and do something, I get nervous too. What about you, Gina G? Were you nervous yesterday?
Oh man, I was so nervous. Marvin was like, "If you don't calm down,"
she was sweating. She was so showing it like that, Marvin.
Yeah, she's back there shaking and everything. I thought she was doing a new dance. You don't get your butt up there and just tell them jokes like you've been doing it all these years. And she went up there and brought, hey, she represented. She made me mad. She ripped so hard. Now I got to follow her. I forgot I was next.
Oh, Gina, I'm so excited for you, sister. That is so good. Oh, Marvin, I'm so excited. You know, sometimes I just love how God brings people together. You know what I mean? And just how, you know, God uses people to open doors and usher people into situations. This is such a blessing. How humbling it is, and such an honor to know that you are so willing to do that. Just such a blessing. What is your vision as far as in comedy? What is it that, because, you know, now that you've been on the show a couple of times, and I know that you've been, you know, very instrumental in a lot of things with Gina. I mean, her talent has definitely made room, but you have been so helpful in as far as the visibility in a lot of ways too, and many huge venues. What is your vision overall? Do you want to share that today with us?
Yeah, my vision is like any other comic. Once you get in this industry, you want to acquire movies, you want to acquire film, television, or movies, or either plays, however, you know, whichever direction you get sent in, whatever lane. Because one thing about comedy, and I told Gina this yesterday, everybody has their lane when it comes to comedy. Some comics just do cruise lines. That's their lane. Some comedians just do, like Eddie Murphy, he's straight film and movies now.
Right.
You know, Mike Epps, he does both. You know, Kevin Hart does both. Everybody has their lane. And what you got to do is just whatever lane you're strongest in, ride it to the best you can. I don't care if it's behind the scenes. And I was just telling her yesterday, a popular comedian asked me to be their writer. You know, want me to write for them. Hey, I never wrote for someone. I've told people how to restructure their jokes. I told someone what could be funnier to add on to the joke. But as far as writing their routine out, and that could be a lane for me because I could watch somebody and say, hey, you need to say this or do this to make it funnier. So whatever my lane is, I just, whatever it is, I hope it brings me great wealth.
I was thinking, Marvin, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, as long as it's bringing in a check, because a lot of, even with, singers and stuff, they end up finding out that they're more lucrative as being behind the scenes and writing. They start off that they want to be an artist and then they end up writing, and sometimes they do both. And then you never know, you could be doing three things, four things, or even two things. But as long as it's bringing a check, Marvin, you are hilarious.
Paul Mooney wrote all the Richard Pryor jokes. Paul Mooney was Richard Pryor's main writer. He wrote many of the skits that Richard has, many of the stuff that people remember. Paul Mooney was that. And once Richard stopped doing stand-up, then Paul propelled into the stand-up. So,
wow.
Hey, whatever your lane is, take it, long as it bring me wealth.
And good health, Marvin, and good health. Oh, wow. So tell us, how was the crowd? Were they ready? Were they hype? Is this a venue? Because I don't think people understand the big deal about this Alabama venue of the Stardome. This is where a lot of the comics that we know now from television and movies have graced the stage. Is this true?
If you do comedy, anyone in the country would tell you, whether, I don't care if they're black, white, Hispanic, we're in Birmingham, Alabama, true enough. But this is rated as like the number one comedy club in the country.
Yeah, I heard.
And once you get on this stage, you can really check off a big accomplishment in your life. Because
wow.
A lot of comics can't get here. A lot of comics can't even do guest spots here. And they call me to death, man, how can I get in there? Matter of fact, when I got in last night, I had three messages. Man, can you get me in there? Can you get me in there? I keep saying that place is called the Stardome, not Marvin Dome. I can't get you in there. I just got my own self in.
Oh, wow.
I got my own self in, man. Yeah, but you've been there more than once. That means I proved to him I was funny the first time.
Right.
And that's any place you go. Once you put your... I always say put your paws into it. You can climb over anything once you put your paws into it, because once they see you and the crowd likes you, and a lot of black people don't do this enough. We can plain hellify when something's not right. But when something is great, we don't never send emails, never call and say we had such a great time, when are they coming back? But if something go wrong, I asked for 10 chicken wings, you gave me 9. We were raised all high hell. And I always tell people, what happens is we need to just, when something is great, let them know it's great. When something is good, let them know it's good. When you appreciate something, let them know you appreciate it. But a lot of us don't do that when it comes to entertainment, especially. We do not do that enough. And a lot of times I do shows, I say, call this club, email them, tell them how great the show was. When they see that, they be like, hey, they like this person, and they'll bring you back. That's what I tell every comic. When you're on stage, say that. They'll bring you back. But when you don't say that, because our people just go home, and then they ask us that question. But when you're coming back, like, I'm still here.
Right. Oh, wow. Well, listen, Birmingham, Alabama at the Stardome, you got Marvin Dixon and comedian Gina G. They're going to be there. What time?
7:30 tonight and 7:30 tomorrow. Two shows left.
All right, now I wish I can. Oh, if I had a helicopter, I'd be right there. Listen, where can they follow you, comedian Marvin Dixon? Where can they follow you on social media?
You can follow me on Instagram. That's my hot spot. I like Instagram now. The Real Marvin Dixon, which is spelled D-I-X-O-N. The Real Marvin Dixon. Follow me on Instagram. I'll follow you back. If you're a tweeter, it's just Real Marvin Dixon. Without the V, just Real Marvin Dixon.
I want to tell you need to go follow him because he's funny, but he's everywhere. The Essen Festival, Tom Joyner Cruise. He's everywhere. It's definitely worth a follow. And Gina G, you already know her over here. She is hilarious always with Trending T and what she says. So where can they follow you, Gina G?
You guys can follow me on Instagram at Gina G Too Funny. That's Gina G the number 2 funny. And on Facebook, Gina G T O O Funny. Twitter and all, leave me alone on Twitter. I ain't got it yet. Oh, and Snapchat, Gina G Too Funny.
And she got a lot of stuff going on with her family and everything. So her Instagram and her social media is hilarious, too. You got to go follow these two. Birmingham, Alabama, I tell you right now, if you don't got a seat yet, you might be just, I don't know what to tell you. You might not be able to get it because they selling out fast because that place is popular regardless. But now that they're in there, the seats are selling out. So you better go ahead and get your ticket right now. Stand in line. Go get it right now. Go on online right now. All right. Listen, you can follow me. You got me at Dr. Gina R. Prince. You can go on Facebook or you can go on Dr. Gina R. Prince. Dr. Gina's radio chat on Facebook, or you can go on Gina R. Prince on Instagram and Twitter. I love Instagram too, and I thank you guys for making it blow up, but I also want you to go on Facebook, Dr. Gina's radio chat, so you can see what all we're doing on Dr. Gina's radio chat and on my Twitter. And I love you. Go and get that book, Born in the Sand, Transformed into Destiny. Yes, it is in the Library of Congress. You better go on and get your copy. It's all about my biography, the downs, the lows, and definitely the deliverance. You got to go check out the keys against the enemy. Got to get that. That's just come out in October. Brand new book. You got to go check it out. 90-day spiritual boot camp just for you. All of these books, both of these books, you can buy anywhere books are sold. Barnes and Nobles, Amazon.com, Family Christian Bookstore. I can name it. Google it. Go on and get your copy today. All right, Columbia, South Carolina, I'm going to be on stage with you, and I'm going to have my books with me too, so I can't wait to see you there. I'm doing giveaways. I'm giving love. You got to be there to see the Manhattan Cheryl Jackson. Also, you gotta go see Frankie Beverly and Maze. We're gonna all be there in Columbia, South Carolina on Friday at the auditorium. All right, you guys, until next time, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. The blood of Jesus covers you. We love you, and so does God, especially. And we love you so much for that. Until next time, next Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye bye.
Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.